The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Rufus Allen from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the ARC, North Carolina, the Arts Access, Rise Up Raleigh, the North Carolina Symphony, the Pinecone Traditional Review, and the Independent Weekly. To begin, the ARC of North Carolina wants their friends to know that there is a new art program in Siler City that is open to anyone who would like to attend, regardless of ability, age, and artistic talent. It is called the Inclusive Arts Initiative of Chatham County, and it's 100% free to attend. Regardless who provides for your services, or if you do not have paid services, and your staff and family member can attend for free and create beautiful art. The contact person for this program is Reiki Mateen, and she can be reached at telephone number 919-533-4166. Again, that telephone number for Rocky Mateen is 919-533-4166. Contact Rocky to see how you can be a part of the program and let the artist inside you soar. Please feel free to contact them if you have any additional questions. Moving to Arts Access, Dance for Liberation will be making its first Raleigh appearance June 3rd with La Vie, a fashion show featuring both men's and women's designs. The details, Dance for Liberation, La Vie. The night will include door prizes, music, dancing, drinks, and, of course, a fashion show with over 80 different outfits modeled, including work from featured designers. A portion of the proceeds will go to support Arts Access and their continued efforts in making the arts accessible to people with disabilities. The event will be held at the White Collar Crime Nightclub, located at 319 West Davy Street in downtown Raleigh. The event will be held on Friday, June 3rd. Doors open at 8 p.m., 21 and older to attend. Tickets are $8 in advance and $10 at the door. You can buy tickets at the Dapper Style House at 317 West Morgan Street downtown or from the Arts Access office in Cameron Village. To buy from Arts Access, email Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, at artsaccessinc.org. An audio description for this event has not been requested or committed at that point. If you wish to attend and desire to have it described, please be sure to respond and notify Michelle at the email address above. The telephone number for Arts Access is 919-833-9919. Again, that telephone number is 919-833-9919. The United Way of the Greater Triangle is presenting a concert, Rise Up Raleigh, a City of Raleigh benefit concert. The concert will be held on Friday, June 3rd at 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Raleigh Amphitheater. The event is free. However, your donation at the event will benefit those impacted by the April tornadoes in Raleigh and Wake County. The bands scheduled to play include the Connells, Love Language, Marcy Playground, Red Sonja Band, Motor Skills, Aunt Martha, Young Cardinals, The Small Ponds, and Cooley High. The event is hosted by the City of Raleigh. City of Raleigh chosen charities include Interfaith Food Shuttle, the Salvation Army of Wake County, Helping Hands, and Centro Internacional de Raleigh. The funds will be administered by the United Way of the Greater Triangle. For more event details, you can go to the website riseupraleigh.com. Again, that concert will be held on Friday, June 3rd, from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Raleigh Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. In addition, there is another benefit concert hosted by the North Carolina Symphony and the American Red Cross. The North Carolina Symphony announces today that it will help support victims of the state's April tornadoes by partnering with the Triangle Area Chapter of the American Red Cross during its upcoming statewide tour. Donations to American Red Cross disaster relief will be accepted on site at free outdoor North Carolina Symphony concerts in Tarboro, New Bern, Chapel Hill, and Jacksonville. The performance, titled Around the World in 80 Minutes, features the music of features music director Grant Llewellyn and guest vocalist Rhiannon Glidden-Laffin, lead singer of the Grammy Award-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops, and a musical tour of the UK, Austria, Italy, Russia, the Far East, and the United States. The performances take place at Town Common in Tarboro on Tuesday, May 31st, at Tryon Palace in New Bern on Thursday, June 2nd. The third concert will take place at Market Square at Southern Village Chapel Hill on Friday, June 3rd. The fourth performance will be at the Cocobooth Amphitheater, Regency Park in Cary, on Saturday, June 4th. And the fifth performance will be at the Riverwalk Crossing Park in Jacksonville on Sunday, June 5th. All five concerts begin at 5:30 p.m. The performances are free except for the Saturday, June 4th concert, part of the Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series in Cary. General admission lawn seating in Cary is $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Covered table seating is also available for $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Children 12 and under are admitted free to all Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts. In addition, some other concerts from the North Carolina Symphony. Tony Kishman joins North Carolina Symphony for Live and Let Die, the music of Paul McCartney, on June 18th. The North Carolina Symphony welcomes singer Tony Kishman to the Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series for an unforgettable tribute to one of the greatest rock and rollers of all time, Paul McCartney. Also joined by guest conductor Martin Herman in a four-piece rock band, the symphony presents Live and Let Die, the music of Paul McCartney, at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary's Regency Park on Saturday, June 18th at 7:30 p.m. Children 12 and under are free. The concert is the first of two North Carolina Symphony rock concerts this summer. Beat the Heat at The Music of Queen indoors at Mamondi Concert Hall in Raleigh on Thursday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. The Whole Foods Market of Cary Picnic of the Week contest continues at Live and Let Die as the Symphony's roaming judges award the weekend's best picnickers with a $100 gift basket from Whole Foods. Two honorable mention recipients will take home $20 Whole Foods gift cards. Also included in the pre-concert festivities is the Symphony's popular instrument zoo, which offers kids the opportunity to try out the orchestra's instruments for themselves. General admission lawn seating to the North Carolina Symphony's Live and Let Die, the music of Paul McCartney, is $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Covered table seating is also available for $35 in advance, $40 at the door. Children 12 and under are admitted free to all Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, or just to get to know your symphony musicians, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org, or you can call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. That's 919-733-2750, or toll free at 877-627-6724. That number again is 877-627-6724. Mentioning the music of Queen on July 14th, tickets went on sale May 2nd. This summer, the North Carolina Symphony joins forces with conductor arranger Brent Havens, vocalist Brody Dolyanuk, and a full rock band to break down the boundaries between classic rock and classical music with the music of Queen. The one-night-only symphonic rock spectacle takes place at Mamondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Thursday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets went on sale Monday, May 2nd, but you can call the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Tickets can also be purchased at Ticketmaster.com at 1-800-745-3000. That's 1-800-745-3000. Presented by Windburn Music, the music of Queen features Berkeley-trained arranger and conductor Brent Havens, leading your North Carolina Symphony in show-stopping Queen classics like Bohemian Rhapsody, We Are the Champions, and Another One Bites the Dust, along with all of the essential rarities. The Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series begins with Summertime, Summertime, and the North Carolina Symphony features Play with the Pros on May 28th. The North Carolina Symphony launches the 2011 version of its Rex Healthcare Summerfest series later this month with Summertime, Summertime, a concert led by resident conductor William Henry Curry and featuring a favorite tradition of local music lovers, Play with the Pros. The outdoor performance takes place at Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary's Regency Park on Saturday, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. Children 12 and under are free. The Triangle's most talented amateur instrumentalists join the symphony to perform a lineup tailor-made to jumpstart your summer fun. Shostakovich's festive overture paves the way for a concert of rustic favorites by von Stupe, Borodin, and Smetana. Antonin Dvorak's beautiful Eighth Symphony completes a rousing night of great music under the pines. The first concert in the symphony's summer-long celebration of music is the perfect family outing, made even more so by the return of the Whole Foods Market of Cary Picnic of the Week contest. Throughout the summer, groups of concertgoers selected as the best picnickers of that weekend's concert will receive a $100 gift basket from Whole Foods. Two $20 honorable mentions will also be awarded. Select Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts also feature spectacular fireworks displays, instrument zoos for kids, costume contests, face painting, and more. Visit the Symphony Summerfest page online at ncsymphony.org/summerfest for full details. General admission lawn seating to Summertime, Summertime is $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Covered table seating is also available for $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Children 12 and under are admitted free to all Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts. Coca Booth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway, just off the intersection of US 1 and US 64 Tryon Road in Cary. Food and beverages, including wine and beer, are allowed on the grounds. For tickets, you can call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. It's 919-733-2750. Or call toll-free at 1-877-627-6724. That number again is 877-627-6724. On June 4th, the North Carolina Symphony shows off its versatility with Around the World in 80 Minutes. Grammy Award-winning vocalist Rhiannon Giddens Laffran joins forces with North Carolina Symphony Music Director Grant Llewellyn and the stellar talents of your state's premier professional orchestra for a journey across the musical globe. Around the World in 80 Minutes, the second entry in the symphony's 2011 Rex Healthcare Summerfest series, takes place at Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater on Saturday, June 4th at 7:30 p.m. Children 12 and under are free. A vibrant and versatile concert program featuring more than a dozen songs opens in Great Britain and Ireland, beginning with a selection from Highland Suite by the North Carolina Symphony's very own bass trombonist and Elizabeth City native Terry Mizeko. The lineup then takes audience members to France thanks to Edith Piaf's legendary serenade La Vie en Rose, before stops in Austria, Italy, Russia, the Far East, and of course our own United States, offering a rousing, fast-paced concert perfect for Saturday evening under the pines. Aiding Llewellyn is Rhiannon Giddens Laffran, lead singer of the 2010 Grammy Award-winning band Carolina Chocolate Drops, praised by the Cleveland Plain Dealer as a Juliet of unerring musical and thespian gifts for her performance in Goron's Romeo and Juliet. She has established a reputation as a talented performer in a variety of musical styles, making her voice the perfect accompaniment to an orchestral showcase of everything from ballet and Broadway to traditional marches and Latin vocal standards. General admission lawn seating to Around the World in 80 Minutes in Cary is $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Cover table seating is also available for $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Children 12 and under are admitted free to all Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts. The orchestra also takes the show on the road, performing the concert in Tarboro, New Bern, Chapel Hill, and Jacksonville, May 31st through June 5th. For tickets, you can call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll free at 877-627-6724. Final announcement from the North Carolina Symphony and their event, the North Carolina Symphony's Pines of Rome, Verspighi's masterpiece, Flight of the Bumblebee, and more, June 11. Grab a seat under the pines of Regency Park for the Pines of Rome, the North Carolina Symphony's musical toast to the natural world. Resident conductor William Henry Curry leads the orchestra in a summer classical music concert, highlighting imaginative compositions by Elger and Copland, Rimsky-Korsakov's ever-popular Flight of the Bumblebee, and the Respighi masterpiece from which this concert takes its name. The performance takes place at Cocobooth Amphitheater and carries Regency Park on Saturday, June 11th at 7:30 p.m. Children 12 and under are free. One-third of Spighi's glorious Roman trilogy, The Pines of Rome, depicts the eponymous trees as they watch over life from midday to dawn in four corners of the city. In the composer's words, he aimed to use nature as a point of departure in order to recall memories and visions as the pines become testimony for the principal events in Roman life. Premiered fittingly in Rome in 1924, the work was an immediate sensation, eventually becoming one of the most popular and oft-quoted compositions of the 20th century. It featured prominently in Disney's Fantasia and was cited by John Williams as a source for many of his film scores. The bold brass lines and recognizable nods to the sound of children playing and the songs of nightingales, it is an ideal piece to hear outside. But Maestro Curry is not satisfied with a single musical trip, as the concert also takes listeners to the American West with selections from Ferde Giraffe's Grand Canyon Suite and Aaron Copland's evocative film score to The Red Pony. Also on the schedule is Edward Elgar's The Wild Bears, Alan Hans's And God Created Great Whales, and one of the wildest rides for any concertgoer, Rimsky-Korsakov's Breakneck Flight of the Bumblebee. For tickets, you can call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. In those two numbers, the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services can be reached at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Moving from the North Carolina Symphony to the Pinecone Traditional Review, there are a few events to let you know about. On Sunday, June 5th, the Pinecone in the town of Wake Forest present Al Batten and the Bluegrass Reunion in the great outdoor space at E. Carroll Joyner Park. On Saturday, June 11th, the Monitors bring their jazz to the town of Cary's Sertoma Amphitheater. On Sunday, June 12th, the Music of the Carolinas series wraps up with a special program featuring Carlotta Santana, who will lead a workshop to teach some of the secrets behind the art of flamenco, as well as its history and cultural significance. On Saturday, June 18th, Circle of Friends for Jan Johansson hosts a benefit concert to help Jan and Theresa continue to defray their medical costs. The concert will celebrate Jan's successful heart transplant earlier this year, and will honor the community of friends and musicians who helped them reach this point. Pinecone continues to promote ongoing participatory music jams and sessions that give the community members the opportunity to take part in the music making. A bluegrass jam the second and fourth Monday of the month at the Busy Bee Cafe, an Irish music session every Sunday afternoon at Tiernanog, and a monthly shape note sing the fourth Sunday afternoon of the month at Cary's Glen Eyre Retirement Community. These sessions are free and open to the public to join in or to sit back and observe. On Sunday, June 5th, 2011, from 3 to 5 p.m., Al Batten and the Bluegrass Reunion will play at East Carroll Joyner Park at 701 Harris Road in Wake Forest. Admission is free. North Carolina's own Al Batten and the Bluegrass Reunion return to Wake Forest to kick off Pinecone's third season of music at the beautiful E. Carroll Joyner Park Amphitheater. This concert will also conclude the Six Sundays in Spring series presented by Wake Forest Arts. Pinecone is proud to be partnering with Wake Forest Arts for the first time this year. Join Pinecone, the town of Wake Forest, and Wake Forest Arts for an afternoon of North Carolina bluegrass at its finest. Bring a picnic and blankets or lawn chairs and enjoy the great music and beautiful scenery in Wake Forest East E. Carroll Joyner Park. Al Batten and David Turnage both bought their first banjos in the same week from the same store. They founded the Bluegrass Reunion almost 40 years ago and have been performing together ever since. The Bluegrass Reunion performs traditional bluegrass repertoire throughout Central and Eastern North Carolina. When it comes to banjo playing, the three T's, taste, timing, and tone, are Batten's watchwords. His down-to-earth lead singing gets to the heart of the music as soon as he hits the first note. Batten has combined elements of the styles of Earl Scruggs, Don Reno, Bill Emerson, Walter Hensley, and Billy Edwards to develop his own unique style. The concert, again, is free and open to the public. The music starts at 3 p.m. Visit pinecone.org for complete details as well as for information about other free concerts in Wake Forest and beyond. On Saturday, June 11th, from 3 to 5 p.m., Pinecone and the town of Cary present The Monitors, performing at Sotoma Amphitheater at 801 High House Road in Cary. Pinecone and the town of Cary present The Monitors, who are featured on the African American Music Trail in eastern North Carolina. Bill Myers, one of the group's co-founders, had his life story featured on NPR. This concert is free and open to the public. It starts at 5 p.m. in Cary's Sotoma Amphitheater in Bond Park. The Monitors are an outstanding musical ensemble with a half-century of history. During that time, they performed at concerts, Mardi Gras, Hawaiian luau's, wedding receptions, proms, cabarets, street festivals, and more. They have been the backup band for celebrity artists such as Otis Redding, Millie Jackson, Major Lance, Faye Adams, Joyce Thorne, Connie Harvey, Maceo Parker, and Milton Bullock. They provided the opening concert for international stars Ray Charles and Roberta Flack, and Flack used to be the lead singer with the group. They were the featured guests with the Barton College Wilson Symphony Orchestra, and they recently completed a tour in North and South Carolina with the North Carolina Symphony Orchestra. For more information about the Monitors' performance, you can find that on pinecone.org, the Pinecone Traditional Reviews website. That's pinecone.org. Unfortunately, there's not a telephone number for that particular concert. On Sunday, June 12th, from 3 to 4 p.m., Pinecone and the North Carolina Museum of History present Flamenco Vivo Carlota Santana, located at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History, 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh. Admission is free. Ever wonder how they play those castanets, or how flamenco dancers make the sounds with their feet and keep time with those amazing rhythmic hand claps? Carlota Santana, artistic director of Flamenco Vivo Carlota Santana, will lead a workshop to teach the audience the secrets behind the art of flamenco, as well as its history and cultural significance. Audience participation is encouraged in this program. You can try some of the steps and rhythms yourself. Ms. Santana has traveled throughout the United States for 27 years with her company, introducing the pride, passion, and discipline of the flamenco art form to children and adults alike. This is the final concert of the 2010-2011 Music for the Carolina series. Pinecone is still seeking sponsors to help fund the series. For information how you can help, visit pinecone.org. The Circle of Friends for Jan present the benefit concert for Jan Johansson, which will be held on Saturday, June 18th, from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Raleigh. The admission is free, but the suggested donation is $15. Children 12 and under are free. All proceeds will benefit Jan and Teresa Johansson. In March, Pinecone had the distinct pleasure of sharing the news that local musician Jan Johansson had received a long-awaited heart transplant. In June, Circle of Friends for Jan hosts another benefit to celebrate the heart transplant, to thank Jan and Theresa Johansson for all the work they do for our community, to thank the community for all the support they've shown to Jan and Theresa during the process, and of course, to raise funds for help defray the family's continuing medical expenses as Jan continues down the road to recovery. A heart transplant costs approximately $750,000, and that's only the beginning. Although Johansson's wife, Teresa, has family health coverage through her employer, the family still faces significant expenses related to the transplant. All proceeds from this event will go to help the Johansons defray medical expenses and lost income. All performers and event organizers are donating their time and talents in an effort to raise money and show their support and appreciation for all that Jan and Teresa have done for them and the music community. All donations will go directly to the National Foundation for Transplants to help Jan and Teresa. Johansson is well known throughout North Carolina as an accomplished acoustic musician, producer, and music instructor. For years, Johansson suffered from heart problems, beginning with a heart attack at the young age of 36. Circle of Friends for Young is putting together an afternoon of great music, food, and fellowship, and people are encouraged to bring their musical instruments to join in the informal jam sessions. Also, jam groups will be invited to come on stage to perform a song or two. The Pinecone Session Spotlight includes three events. At Tiernanog Irish Music Session every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Tiernanog at 218 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Pinecone and Tiernanog co-sponsor a weekly Irish music session that combines teaching and playing. This traditional Irish music session meets every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m., either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage. Bluegrass Jam, the second and fourth Mondays at 7 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe, located at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along or just listen and observe. For more information, please contact jam leaders Doug Pratt, doug.pratt@ncdenr.gov, and David Hendrick, strings of9@hotmail.com. Finally, the Shape Notes Sing, fourth Sunday of the month from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community, 4000 Glen Eyre Circle in Cary. Pinecone and the Triangle Shape Note Singer sponsor a monthly Shape Note Sing. This session meets the fourth Sunday of every month. The July session will be held at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community. Beginners are welcome and music is provided. For directions, call 919-718-3596. Again, that telephone number is 919-781-3596. The Primetime Players present the second annual play festival for four funny short works by local playwrights. Friday, June 3rd at 2 p.m., or Saturday, June 4th at 2 p.m., located at the Seymour Center at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The telephone number is 968-2070. Moving to a few events in the Independent Weekly. The Clean Sweep Sale will be held on Sunday, May 29th from 12 to 6 p.m. 50% off store-wide clothing, housewares, and furniture, with all net profits used to help the lowest-income pet owners spay or neuter their pets through Animal Kind's The $20 Fix program. Located at the Retails Thrift Shop at 1608 North Market Drive in Raleigh. The telephone number there is 872-0019. That's 872-0019. From a reading, Charles D. Thompson, Jr. on Saturday, June 4th from 5 to 8, speak on Spirits of Just Men, Mountaineers, Liquor Bosses, and Lawmen in the Moonshine Capital of the World, with music from the North Carolina Ramblers, Full Stream Brewery, 726 Rigsby Avenue in Durham. The telephone number, 682-2337. We've run out of time today for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Rufus Allen, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time.